This is Sean with Voices of SAE. I'm speaking to another Sean that was there when I was in school. I think he came in maybe a year or so after I pledged. Sean Taylor, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you are in Noblesville, is that right?
That's right.
And you're working for Raymond James, teaching people how to make sure their money's good.
Doing my best.
Doing your best. So what pledge class were you in?
Beta Nu.
And what year, spring or fall?
It was fall of 94.
Fall 94. So that that was 1 year after I went in. And what year were you born and where?
1975. And I lived in Noblesville my whole life pretty much. So
grade school, high school, what type of activities did you get involved with?
Soccer, and that was primarily my sport, soccer.
Okay. And when you went to Ball State, why'd you decide to go to Ball State?
Oh, that's a good question. Money. It was a little bit cheaper than IU and Purdue. And most of my friends were going to IU and Purdue, but I knew I was paying for it. So that was the predominant reason why I chose Ball State, to be honest.
So what were you doing job-wise beforehand to save for it?
Yeah, so I worked at grocery stores, mainly in high school, and then every summer I'd do anything I could. So detasseling corn to roofing houses to whatever.
Nice.
And then when I got to college, I started doing working at restaurants and stuff. So
you were a hustler from the get-go, and now you're teaching people how to handle their money, which is kind of getting to the top of the food chain of that.
Well, I guess that's probably right. I mean, it doesn't take long roofing houses or detasseling corn to appreciate the fact that you could put a dollar into an investment, come back, and it'd be worth two without having to do any manual labor. So,
you're a wise man. It takes a while to get there. So when you got to Ball State, did you have any friends from high school already there, going there that were older?
No, there was a couple of girls. I mean, I knew some people from high school that were there, but no particularly close friends. And I did potluck in the dorms, and they assigned me a roommate. And so I was completely disconnected from you know, any organizations or anything like that.
Okay, so who was the first connect? How did that first bridge happen to SAE?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't remember really. I just remember I didn't even know what the Greek letters were when I saw them when I got to campus. I wasn't even sure what they were. And then I kind of figured out, heard about Rush, and started going. I went through that Rush process that the university offered. So
who were some of the guys you remember talking to that first day that you're like, these guys are a little bit different? And how would you kind of describe SAE compared to the other houses, why you decided to move forward with them?
Yeah, you know, the thing that I think I can remember the most is that I knew a guy named John Shaver because I had some friends that were friends with him, and he was going through Rush, and so we kind of did it together. And then when I got into it, I remember, you know, Johnny Bell, I remember Brian Johnson, those guys, just for like from my very first exposure.
Okay. Now, you obviously got a bid and you started, you went in. How long was your pledgeship or your initiation weeks? How many did you have?
I don't know. It was a long time. I couldn't tell you exactly. It was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I went fall into spring. It was 27 weeks. So there's supposed to be 9, but it didn't work out like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, so who are some of the other guys in your pledge class?
Well, Dondo, John Arredondo, he was one of the, I think he was the president of my pledge class. And, goodness, I'm trying to remember the other people that were like pledge officers. I can't really remember, but Steve Dobbs was in my class. Jim Couch was in my class. Like I said, You remember Nips?
Yeah, he's actually, we're going to be interviewing him in like 2 days.
Yeah, so he was in my class. He was a character.
So what would you say, like, as you guys went into the house and you're pledging and everything else, and you obviously probably met some guys in some other houses, what were some things about SAE personality and just how they worked, lived, studied that really stood out of why you really wanted to become part of the guys?
It just didn't feel like a copy. At the time, it was a pretty strong contrast to the house next door, which everybody felt like a carbon copy of each other. And I know not every house is like that. There were plenty of houses that had variety, but it did feel, by today's standards, it probably didn't have that much diversity, but it had variety in the type of people that you would see in the house. It wasn't just all jocks or all,
And who was your sweetheart?
Well, the sweetheart that I'll always consider my sweetheart was Raquel.
Okay. All right. And she obviously married Jason, who passed, and we're going to do a separate segment about that to kind of honor him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So what were some of the other kind of fun moments you remember at the house, or road trips with the guys? What are some real cool bonding moments that you just remember, or hilarious situations or whatever? Some of those fun memories that really stick out.
Well, I remember we went down to some, we did some sort of a retreat down in the woods. I think it was Nate Nichols had a place down in Nashville. And Mark Gerald was doing the rope swing that went down over the ravine. And I'll never forget that moment.
He hit hard. I remember that.
Still to this day, when I, and God love that man, he's such a good sport, but still to this day, when I think of that, it makes me tear up laughing. So.
Oh God, I totally forgot about it. See, that's the point of these things, man. I was there. I totally, it was dark too. It was like at dusk, and he just like, he like swung and then just dragged himself on the ground.
Yeah, so it was, I think there was a lot of leaves and stuff, and I don't want to say anything to embarrass anybody, but he made it to the bottom of the hill. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and do you remember when we were rolling the kegs down for Donkey Kong?
Yeah, I do. Donkey Kong, yeah. You know, Kirker, another thing I thought was funny was we used to do a hog roast for, I think it was for homecoming.
Yep.
And I remember we went to this farm. We got a limo, and there's a bunch of guys, and we got in the limo and went down to this farm.
Yeah.
And we went down there to get the pig for the hog roast. And I remember just thinking how out of place we were on that farm. And I asked the farmer, I was like, how often do you have people come here and pick out their own pig? And he said, just once a year when you boys come. Good God.
So I've been told this, and because of it, I have kind of a vague memory that I was walking that head of that pig around the house.
Oh, yeah, I don't. There's plenty of stuff that I remember that I won't talk about. But.
Oh, that's great. All right, so what was it? Who was the cook when you were there?
Well, Virginia was the cook when I was there. Originally.
Right.
And then, I don't know, she died of lung cancer or just moved on. But then we had really nice lady Barb. She was the next person.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so part of this thing is us being able to hear the current actives that are at the house and kind of hear their successes and everything else. To imagine, like, when you were back in the day, if you were doing this, what you would think your life was going to be like, 20-some years later. Can you see that it would be good for us to also be able to hear the young guys and them also to be able to vice versa hear us, and even for possible, like, job placement?
Yeah, I think it's smart. You know, like I said, I wasn't networked with anybody. And quite frankly, my parents weren't networked either. So when I came to Ball State and I joined SAE, it wasn't to get a, wasn't to build a resume. It was just because I wanted to be, you know, be part of a group. And I got way more out of it than I gave back. But I'll tell you this, that my path, my career, was directly impacted by the people that I went to college with, the people that I was in the fraternity with. And I ended up getting my job because of other fraternity brothers. And I think that's important.
Well, I'm sure some of the guys possibly even became your clients over the years.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But, you know, the thing was, is that I said after a chapter meeting, I said, if any of your parents, I said to all the brothers, I said, if any of your parents work with an advisor at Merrill Lynch or Smith Barney, will you talk to me, you know, after the meeting? And a couple people let me know that their parents did work with advisors at that company, at those companies. And that's how I got my foot in the door. And I was the youngest person at Smith Barney by 3 or 4 years when I got hired. And it was because of that. It was because of the personal connections.
Right. So that's how we had to work it. I mean, that's like one of the questions is, you know, how does SAE prepare you for life and business? And I think it's a corporate structure anyway, just with the different leadership roles and having to get things done. But I think it really does make you realize afterwards, you know, what the importance of keeping those bridges going, and you don't know where it's going to end up down the road.
Yeah. And, you know, the friendships you make along the way, I mean, that's where all the memories are. You know, you sit there and you look at a composite 20 years after you've left, you know, SAE, and you see all those names and you have memories with each one of those people. And you don't keep track of them all. You don't stay in touch with them all. And I think about, you know, guys and wonder how they're doing or whatever. And sometimes, you know, you look at Facebook or something. Okay, I'm glad, you know, looks like they're doing okay.
Right.
But yeah, it's the memories. You know, that's the most important thing, just the friendships you develop. And
well, I think that, like, even Jamie Hood, he was in my pledge class, and after he listened to the first couple interviews, he's like, I never knew that Dondo did that, or I never knew that. He goes, it's so cool to be able to hear him again, you know, just hear the voices again and all that stuff. So if you were going to tell an incoming freshman, you know, just to kind of sum up SAE and why it could be great for school, but also after, just how would you kind of sum it up to somebody that didn't know?
Well, I think I'd just let them know that you can make friends in any type of a club, like a book club or a chess club or whatever. There's something special about SAE. There's something special about that group. And I think it'll stay with you forever. I think you'll be able to lean on those people when you need them. And I think that they'll show up unexpectedly, you know, to help out later in life, whether that be for job or personal issues or just, you know, to have another good memory.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, listen, I want you to stay on the line because we're going to do a little honor segment for Jason Booz, who passed, but Phi Alpha, and I really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean.
You got it.